Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Thank You Thursday. Our friends at McDonald's always chime in and give us the opportunity to give away a few things. So if there's a volunteer you would like to thank, pick up the phone at 312-981-7200. A lot of text messages came in because these are the people that roll up their sleeves and get to work and pitch in, whether they're asked to or not, in many, many instances. From 815, I would like to thank all the great volunteers at Brave Hearts Therapeutic Riding. They take great care of all the horses, show compassion to all who ride in our programs, especially the veterans. They are the best. From 708 on Thank You Thursday, I'd like to nominate Janine Lowe of LaGrange. Janine does not only volunteer, well, she doesn't volunteer for any major organization. Janine volunteers for her friends and family. She drives people to medical appointments, sews people's clothes, makes food for families in need, listens better than anyone I know. She is always the first person to volunteer for anything. She never says no. I have a friend like that. Sheila Tustin. Oh, my gosh. And you know, she's also the person that does the gardening for the city free of charge. 773 says thank you to all the volunteers at Misericordia. They rock. Yes, they do. 773, a great big thank you to all the volunteers, including my husband, John, who keep the oldest house in the city of Chicago, the Noble Seymour Crippen House, preserved and active. It has landmark status and is a wonderful place to spend an afternoon, and we are lucky enough to live across the street from it. Thanks so much from Marlene. From 815, I'd like to thank the volunteers and staff at Avenues to Independence. I have an uncle with Down syndrome, and they do amazing work 24/7 to take care of their residents. They're always so helpful during fundraising events, and not to mention very friendly volunteers rock. Okay, let's jump to the phone. Sue, thank you for calling. Who did you want to recognize as a volunteer?
Pardon?
You're on, Sue. Who did you want to say thank you to?
I want to say thank you to my son. He is the member of Kankakee County Citizens Emergency Response Team, and they assist police and fire with search and rescue, directing traffic during fires and such, and they do it because they love it.
That's what it boils down to. Hey, I'm going to give you a gift card. Take them out for a cup of coffee at McDonald's, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for listening. If you want to get a phone call in, 312-981-7200. From 773, I want to thank all the volunteers who help restore, clean, and protect the forest preserves of Cook County. They are all amazing. Yeah, it's amazing how many people rely on volunteers. I know at Paws Chicago, they obviously could not do what they do on a daily basis if it wasn't for the volunteers. From 309, thank you to the volunteers at OSF Healthcare System, including Chicago's very own Little Company of Mary. Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for participating in a Thank You Thursday. Steve, did you see all the food items coming in that they want you to add to your menu for tonight's party?
I got to say, Trump roast is a pretty good one.
Riot ravioli, that made the list too. If you weren't with us at 5 o'clock, Steve was reminiscing, thinking maybe he would have a viewing party tonight with some people in the newsroom for the January 6th committee hearing, and they were determining what they might cook at this or serve. And give me the list that you've come up with so far.
Well, we needed to start with the house salad, right, which I think only fits. The insurrection enchilada, maybe?
You updated that one because it was an ensalada before.
I know. I can't read my own writing. The Capital Capricola, that was a sandwich that they were going to serve. I don't remember what. I've purged most of them from my mind.
Sriracha, something along those lines.
We had the sriracha shortage, which is a real problem too, Lisa. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Somebody texted in Pelosi pierogi.
That's not bad. We could do that.
That's not bad. Yeah, there were some good ones, I got to tell you. 815, I'd like to thank the amazing Rialto Square Theater volunteers. Our penguins are the best in the business. And from 618, how about a thanks to all the parents who take the time and volunteer at schools, read with students, field trips, sports, etc. They all rock. 720 WGN, a few more text messages. We hate missing them, so let me add these in. These are for a thank you Thursday. Lisa, I want to give a shout out and a big thank you to Rock River Trail and Horsemen's Association for their work cleaning up and helping maintaining Franklin Creek Natural Area in Franklin Grove. And from 773, thank you to the volunteers at Chicago Animal Care and Control and Friends of CACC. They are on the front line of helping animals. That's from Lisa and her dog Oslo in Lincoln Park. And here's a way that you can volunteer if you're feeling like, hey, a lot of people are doing something. Maybe I join Mary Vandeveld. It's the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, and she is one of the captains this year.